You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdin Batzorek. The borough of Plateau Mont-Royal is introducing new garbage bins with an additional function that might make life easier for binners. The new trash cans will include a metal bracket to shelf refundable bottles and aluminum cans. As part of the pilot project, the borough has placed 35 bins around the main commercial streets. According to CBC, this initiative was brought forward by Les Valeristes, a cooperative that promotes and protects the rights of refundable cans and bottle collectors. The co-op's co-founder, Marika Vesquez-Taliero, said being able to collect refundable cans and bottles have become an informal economy for many in the city. She also added this new addition to the garbage cans makes life a little safer and easier for the binners. These binner-friendly cans also exist in Ville-Marie Borough and in cities like Vancouver and Copenhagen. First Nation Dean chiefs and leaders gathered in Tutina Nation, west of Calgary this week, to discuss a reunification of the Dean people from around the world. The meeting was one of the beginning steps of what organizers describe as an effort to bring together Indigenous people with Dean Athabascan heritage from around the world. The organizers are planning on bringing Dean people from as far as Siberia and Mexico to keep their culture alive. Bruce Starlight, a Tutina language commissioner, said, quote, "We're trying to get all the Dean people together to form a Dean alliance," end quote. According to Starlight, there are around 750,000 self-identified Dean people in Canada. On Sunday, news of Abdelaziz Bouteflika seeking re-election in Algeria brought dozens of people to protest his bid at the Algerian embassy in Ottawa. Since his announcement, thousands of people around Algeria have been gathering for an anti-government demonstrations. The 82-year-old is the country's longest-serving president, running the African nation since 1999. According to CBC, protesters and opponents of Bouteflika say he's not fit to lead Algeria, citing his poor health, chronic corruption, and a lack of economic reforms to tackle unemployment. The election is set for April 18, 2019. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Catching out is new as well. I am up on. Oh, catching out. Oh, yeah. My bad. Play this stuff all the time.
Welcome to CMZO. This is CJLO 1690 with your host, Aaliyah Guerra. Who we got in the studio?
Joseph right here.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, Frank, back again.
We're back from March break.
Honestly, here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, everyone's a little groggy, though.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
And it's a Monday, weekend. To be fair, so.
It's what?
It's a Monday, so everyone's always groggy.
Where's my tea? Oh, oh there's your tea. I was like, hey, I could have sworn I was prepared for this. Yeah, so we're back. Anything cool happen over the March break with you guys?
I'd spend like Saturday at Rue Blanche at Place des Arts.
Oh, that's yeah. Like when is that when it's like the metro's open?
Yeah, 24? Yeah.
Okay,
oh
how was that?
That was fun. Like yeah. I went to like a silent disco.
Okay.
Thing and like a.
Oh, at Vox.
Yeah, at Vox.
Yeah, I popped in briefly. We might have. Yeah, I didn't see you. But
what time you went? Like.
Oh, I don't know. It's all a bit of a blur. The evening. I was wandering around place to place. You know.
It's your first time in this festival, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's so cool. I was like, why isn't the metro open 24 hours more often?
For real.
It isn't.
You get literally. That one day. But they do it in the coldest time of the year, like February, March. Like, who's trying to be out of their house?
Yeah,
no,
like,
pretty much.
At these hours of the night. But was the service like, you know, like regular, like every 5 minutes? Or was it like every 20 minutes you get a metro?
It's like every like 10
minutes,
15,
yeah.
Which
wow.
ain't bad. Though.
That's not bad compared to nothing.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know.
Yeah. I mean, hey, in New York, you gotta wait like 25 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes
even
for
Toronto
a train
too.
After. Yeah, it's pretty disrespectful. So, yeah. I mean, 10 minutes, it's not so bad.
And
yeah.
We're still complaining about like having like late buses or late trains.
Facts.
But even though
yeah.
they come like every 1 to 2 minutes in rush hour, like, come on, we got at least. Come
we
on.
Gotta put some respect.
I mean, we're not gonna like trash talk the STM, yeah. even though we've got many like hurtful stories.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Yeah, so just the Nuit Blanche thing, that's.
Yeah. I mean, I had a. Like, a friend's gallery to attend like back in like last Tuesday.
Ooh, like an art gallery?
Yeah, something like an art gallery where he showed and exposed their art, and like him and a bunch of artists came in at Rialto Theater, and like he also had like live music playing on too.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
and
cool.
like a bunch of talent on Montreal were promoting their music. I didn't stay
dope.
For too long because I got bored like within like what?
Joseph.
I'm sorry, okay, but
I love how he's brutally honest, man.
You gotta be. You
I
know?
Mean, I just came in to support my friend who was
facts,
like selling
yeah,
his artwork,
it.
And like I bought
yeah,
a book from him.
That's great.
Always gotta back people in it.
Cool.
But yeah, I think a lot of the spring break sometimes is just
yeah.
It's kind of I don't want to say recovery time. But
they call it reading week. Reading, I'm like, who's recovering during reading week if you're still dying in another book of like text you have to read?
You gotta give yourself like a, you've gotta give yourself a bit of time sometimes. Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, self care is important. For sure.
I wish I could have like called that self care week for me. I mean, I was really like super fortunate to get to have been invited to Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. This is like the whole Toronto thing. I said this a couple weeks ago. I was like, I won the SOCAN program thing. Yeah, like I got accepted into it. Thank you. And like, yeah, they flew us out to Toronto on was it Tuesday last week? And I had a really crazy time because I missed my flight. They lost my luggage. It was a really irritating, unnecessary process to get everything. But thankfully, you know, after calling a million times and slowly augmenting my like, really just, I had enough of these people. I was so fed up. Like, yeah, I finally got my stuff. They called back within 20 minutes. They're like, oh, yeah, your bag's here. And I was like, huh, interesting.
It's
yeah.
It's not a long flight.
I had to be a little dramatic. Listen, Air Canada is a very interesting airline. But let's leave that for another day. But basically we got invited to Slate Studio, which is like this really nice studio in Toronto, and we had like a residency, so we were recording there all day. We got to work with some producers. I got to work with this really great producer, Peter. He's Italian. I don't want to mess up his last name, so I'll leave it at Peter for now. I'll check my email afterwards. But he's worked with like Rick James and like Celine Dion. So like, okay, pressure's definitely on right now. And we recorded some music. I had a song that I already worked on, and we got to like, you know, add some things to it. So it's gonna be coming out soon, and I'm so excited.
Sweet.
Put that promo.
Yeah, I know, definitely. And then we got to perform at the YouTube space. In front of a bunch of A&R people, publishers and stuff. Oh. So it was pretty cool, and I was fangirling over all of my peers because like everyone was singing like during the week, like everyone's so like outgoing or whatever. Cool. And I was sick, so I'm trying to get like my vocal rest and keep it all together, and you know, by the time we were all on stage, we were performing at the same time, so like it's like one person after the next and you're just sitting on the stage the whole time. So I went first. And I was like, oh, my
God. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. But I mean, it's like the organizer, Vanessa Thompson, she's amazing. Like, she introduced me and she kind of said the whole situation. Like, they lost their bags, blah, blah, blah. It's been a stressful couple of days. And it kind of worked out because one of the songs I was singing was Trouble. And it was a song about, like, when things just keep going wrong and you got to try to find, like, what's really the meaning. And I had to, it literally worked out because I was so feeling the song. And then I ended up singing Wonder Woman, which is, like, Women's Week. So we're going to play a little bit of that later. But, it was just really cool when everyone was performing. Like, I was like listening to their songs and I'm like, whoa, what that came out of this guy? Like, I've been with him all week. So that's the song that was playing earlier, Games, that was by James Bailey. He's like, yo, he's such an angel, man. This guy made me laugh so hard. It was 4 o'clock in the morning and I was crying of laughter nonstop, just crying of laughter.
And he makes a sick tune.
So he's honestly like just a bundle of joy. Like, each one of those people that I met, like, they were just so amazing. Everyone brought such great energy. So I actually forgot my bags were lost because until like around 7 p.m. when we got back to the house. I'm like, damn, I'd love to put my PJs on right now.
So when did your luggage came in? Like around like a day after?
It came in 2 days later. They were gonna push it to the fourth day, and I'm like, bro, my show is like tomorrow. That's not happening.
So you told them like it was an urgent like situation.
Oh yeah, right? Like my mom had to be like, her medication's in there. She has an oxygen tank in there, and she's sick because you said it was gonna be here yesterday. That's how you gotta work with Air Canada, guys. Yeah, just be super dramatic and like heighten the stakes.
I get the mom get on it. Obviously.
Yeah, they got my bags to me in 30 minutes because they were like, yeah, it's not gonna be here till tomorrow. They brought that joint over in 30 minutes, let me tell you, they were not playing around. So anyway, it all worked out in the end, and a really cool experience. And so we're gonna play some music because I've been like running this instrumental for a little minute. Actually, we're gonna take a quick break because you know how we are with those ad breaks.
Oh, yeah, like, go get them in.
They're gonna sue us for this one day, hopefully not.
Some daunting tasks to do, you know.
Yeah, for sure,
gotta put the crosshair down.
You're ruining the magic of radio, Joseph.
Here we go.
I know, yeah. I'm like spilling some tea about the truth.
Art. The Vav Gallery is hosting an art auction fundraiser on Friday, March 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. Join us for a night of free food, drinks, booze, and music, and purchase artworks to support the Vav Gallery. There's something for everyone in every price range. For more details, find Vav Gallery on Facebook and Instagram.
I am Claudia. Claudia rocks. I am strong. Hey, Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CGLO 6090 AM.
To get your dose of news and commentary from Montreal's differently abled community.
CGLO 6090.
We're back. I love how we have these great conversations.
Yeah.
When nobody's listening. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go keep someone back.
So it is Women's Week. Well, like, I guess it's on the 8th, but yeah. We got to celebrate at some point. Join the bandwagon.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
So, always got to give a shout out.
Definitely. I'm going to start off by playing Wonder Woman because it's just such a great multi-usage song. But,
it is.
Then it's going to be followed by Last Day You Love by Amber Navran.
From Moonchild, right?
Yeah. Mm. She's awesome because she's like a female producer and female like everything musical.
Yeah.
Like, her musicianship is goals.
Yeah, no, women in music production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and a lot of people were telling me this like after I performed at the showcase. They're like, yeah, we need more women in music that are producing and da da da. But I'm like, you know what? There's so many. It's just we don't get enough like spotlight. We really don't.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like I've been in studio situations where guys would be like, oh, like hold on, like we're trying to do like the engineers. I'm like, listen, I'm a producer and an engineer. Yeah. This is my song. I know what I want, so don't tell me what to take a back seat. I'm paying you, bro. Yeah. Like, relax, you know. Anyway, let me not get carried away. we're gonna do Window Seat by Erykah Badu because I was listening to that vibe the whole time.
The legend herself.
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, then we're gonna get to some other things. Oh, No Name. Y'all know a No Name?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to play a little of that. And then Tori Kelly's earlier day stuff when she was producing her own jam. So, all these really great. You see what I'm saying? There's so many women out here doing their thing. And
you know, it's just, you know, it's about a platform, isn't it?
True.
Exactly. Well, make your own if they don't want to give you one.
Exactly.
And it's a good thing that R&B has a huge presence of women in the genre compared to, like, say, punk rock or, like, any, or EDM itself. Like, it's very, like, male-dominant, like, genre.
Oh, for
genre
sure. For sure.
Too.
Definitely. Man, we're going to have fun with this. So, Wonder Woman's coming up. Here we go. I guess.
Needing
Please, Jesus made an album, monster waiting in a line for cream. She dreaming Technicolor, lip black and white. Opportunity knocking, a nigga just got her nails. No skeletons in my closet, gonna open the door when Yale come. They ain't gonna wanna see my silhouette rap. Me fucking cognac, my smelling all black. Mississippi vagabond, granny gonna turn up in her grave and say my granny really was a slave for this. All your incomplete similes and pages ripped, you know they whipped us niggas. How you afraid to rap and you up to heaven after so we can freedom now? Ain't no ocean flow when you can be a Jesus now.
Don't feel the light that dwells deep within. You are powerful beyond what you imagine. Just let your light glow.
17 moments and cloudy days on my snap. Mysterious aberration illuminated. My telephone callication synonymous with the sunrise. Mountains against the foreground forever, me coming back. I ain't gonna cry the last time I leave my Chicago. 24 in LA, Mojo teaching me how to drive. Whole world inside my rear view, it's feeling me so alive. It's feeling me so alive, enjoy the joy ride. Opportunity knocking, it's finally time to answer. The doorbell was only broken cause auntie was fighting cancer. And cigarettes on my mantle, keep calling me by my first name. Loving me when I'm lonely, pretending they really know me.
Don't feel the light that dwells deep. You are powerful beyond what you imagine. Just let your light glow.
And when that call comes, you better say hello and no hesitation.
You better
no hiding deep down below. No beg your pardon. You better stay and grow. You're there, but
isn't out of breath, but the trouble keep coming like oh.
Look at how they try to change on me, but I made enough change to go and put a chain on me. Some people couldn't cut it like Kwame. They don't wanna see the drive they valet. I've been on a mission ever since I had a vision. Before I ever spoke French, I was still tryna parlay. The goal was light it up like a strobe light. I've been paying bills, I don't pay the pros no mind. The clock stopped ticking, I've been working on my own time. Watch the work dial up, and I ain't talking phone lines. I got a new dichotomy. I go high when the lows wanna bother me. I kick back and run game, no soccer team. That's a couple words to live by, young soccer team.
So, yeah, I think now it's time to hear some of y'all's suggestions.
Lovely.
So, and yeah, I just posted on Instagram, DM us some music, preferably Spotify links. I'll make certain exceptions, but preferably Spotify links.
Yeah, come on. It's where we get most of our music now.
Keep it current, you know.
Of course.
Anyways, okay, so we were just talking about Solange. This is what I'm talking about. See? Keep having these conversations.
Why are we doing this?
Off air. But, damn.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, try to, like, you know,
I feel
recap
like we can,
this a little bit.
Yeah.
But Solange just put out a new album March 1st, so a couple days ago, and it's so nice. Like, it's so vibey. Like, I was just snapping the whole
such
time.
Such an album.
Like, it is so beautiful. And so... We were Frank and I were actually having trouble, like, okay, which ones do we put? Because it's gonna turn into a Solange album review festival.
And I wouldn't
do that too.
That's like for you know, we already got like 14 other songs. Yeah.
We could like book this room for a podcast. And, like,
basically, that's a really good idea. Yeah. We should
go share the love.
Yeah,
but we don't. There's like time availabilities for everyone.
Exactly. So we decided to do Way to the Show.
Oh yeah.
Did you hear that one?
Oh yeah, I've spun this album since it came out on Friday.
It's still kind of fresh in my brain, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
Usually I'm like, oh, this one sounds like whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think it's as a piece of work, it's homogenous as an album. It works. It's you know, she's got interludes in there, which
plenty.
I'm always a bit hit or miss on. I think sometimes they're just thrown in
just to fill space. Yeah.
I think in this case,
it's really the standout tracks or.
They just sort of, they bring together the album as a whole. They
and
kind
it keeps the
links.
Same, like, mood all through. So it's, like, even... Because it's one of those albums where you're, like, very mellow and vibey. And sometimes it's easy to get lost. And then, like, definitely. Okay, next. Like, but it's, like, the little interludes are kind of, like, it catches you and you're, like, whoa. Yeah, and what's next? And then it just keeps it really nice. So we're going to play Way to the Show.
Big tune.
Let's see if this works. Okay.
Call me, even on the way to the show. Way to the show, get the paint down to the floor. Call me, giving on the way to the show. Way to the show, get the paint down.
can get it. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it.
Play.
We're back.
We're back.
I had to like cut the music real quick because it was gonna start taking us on a tangent. So yeah, the first song was "Witch to the Show," Solange.
Solange.
Yeah, Solange. He's a little accent on there.
Solange. You know?
Like Solange sounds a little more, has fancy. More finesse in there. When I Get Home album, super fire, go check it out. The song we just heard was Mind's Eye by Jordan Rakai.
Okay. From that rhymed
the,
as well.
From the Mind's Eye album, so pretty dope. I was fangirling this morning because I didn't know he had new music out. I think it came out like what, yesterday?
It came out, yeah, I think it came out on Friday. Wow. So it's a fresh drop.
It's literally like fresh drop week. Yeah. Like what's going Honestly, on? Honestly, people I'm usually like, where's the new music, guys? Like all of January. January is like drought season, so yeah, cool. Thanks for the music. Do you want to add a little some about homeboy Jordan Rakai?
You know, we've played him a few times before. Yeah.
The guy
knows what he's doing.
Yeah. For sure,
he's like his music. It's catchy while also being clever.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it's got that soulful element to it.
Which, and it's like more dancey because I felt like his last album was very laid
Moody?
Back.
Yeah, this was yeah. Well, he makes dance music.
You did tell me about his little alter ego like so Spotify page.
Yeah, so this is like a bit closer.
Yeah, he's trying to link the two worlds.
I think
slowly.
So, which is cool. I'd like to see that.
Watch his fan base like explode, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Cool.
Anyway,
we actually have some great music from Joseph. Yo, I'm very like I'm always saying this every week, but this week I was like extra impressed too.
Like, we thought your taste was trash, Joseph.
Damn, it'd be like that. Oof.
No, we love Joseph.
I'm like, what do you like?
Tell me about this Suddenly track.
I just found on the live stream at a indie music live stream, and someone donated a track to the uploader, and I'm like, damn, I really like this track, and I. Switched up. He's a drug dealer. Is some like producer from New York City. Makes, like that's his name. Drug dealer.
Thought you were exposing another artist. No. Okay. That's actually the legit name. Drug dealer is.
But like, yeah, he mixed like what he started from like making experimental music, and then he went to like funk and disco, like this track.
Okay.
Which really gives me this Carpenters vibe. If you heard of them, yeah.
So let's check it out, and just in case it fades right into the next one, because Spotify likes to do that. No, we'll get to it. It's all good. All right, here we go.
Suddenly my mind is open and I know you won't be
thank you. están escuchando la radio de Concordia CJLO, así que no se me vayan.
Art Matters Festival is North America's largest student-run arts festival, and it's operated right here at Concordia University. From March 2nd until the 26th, artists will be showcasing their work, all curated by fellow students and venues throughout Montreal. Check out artmattersfestival.org for more information.
Back. Hello. Hello, hello.
We're still here.
We're still here.
So, we're just going to play one more song from Joseph. So tell me about Use Your Mind 24/7.
By Mind Sign? Yeah, he's a Filipino.
Mind Sign.
Yeah, he's a Filipino producer. AE represent. Part of Stone Throws Records. Like, that's the record label from, like, what, Madlib. MF Doom had some stints with him.
Okay.
I think Anderson .Paak had some, like, some few stuff. But, like, yeah, Mind Sign, he's some, like, a producer, like, makes, like, more like, hip-hop, instrumental hip-hop orientated, like, with electronic, like, you know, synths. Kind of like Catronata.
You gotta send some more of his stuff, then.
Have you heard his stuff with Prophet?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Send
worth
it
a listen.
To the group chat. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you wanna?
That's pretty much it,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, let the track speak
for itself.
It's
very vibey, very, like, Lonely Nights. I don't know.
So it's from the Body Wash album. Everything in this, like, and the way it, you spell it, Mind Design. What
Mind
was it?
Sign?
Mind Sign. Mind it's sign. Like there's no vowels
yeah,
in it,
no
so
vowels.
It looks pretty cool. Anyway, here goes. Use Your Mind 24/7.
We'll be right back.
So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, and thanks for the suggestions. You okay there?
Yeah, no, my mic is like leaving. It's trying to escape away from me. It's fine.
So we're gonna close the show with "Where Were You in the Morning" remix, because y'all know I love that song. And like, I was working with this guy named Nick Fedor in Toronto, and he looks like exactly like Shawn Mendes, and he's like tall and everything. So